Chapter 6. After stashing the kid, Joe Breen had showered and swapped out his matte black outfit for a green and white Celtics warm-up suit. He'd stopped by his local for a few pints of Harpoon while he chowed down on hard-boiled eggs and hot mustard. Doing violence always put him in the mood for hard-boiled eggs and hot mustard. It also put him in the mood for comfort, to hold someone in his arms and to please them. He liked that best of all, pleasing his lover. He was particularly fond of art school girls, all pale-skinned and deep. They could be so very lonely, not unlike himself. But he dared not scratch that itch until he had gone to see the boss. And it was at Mike Frazetta's front door that he found himself. Mike's wife answered the door. She was dressed in a long t-shirt and fuzzy pink slippers. She had her bottle black hair pulled tightly back behind her head, but she hadn't yet removed her makeup. Joe didn't get the attraction. He guessed Lorraine was pretty enough, but Jesus, she was a pushy broad. And that voice of hers, it grated on you like the constant buzzing of mosquito wings. Given the chance, he'd have liked to take his uncle's hurley stick to her, or to have used his fists to shut her up. Breen was certain she'd be easier for Mike to replace than himself, and he smiled at the thought. He didn't always enjoy killing, but there were times he took a religious joy in it. So it would have been with Lorraine Frazetta. Lorraine was no happier to see Breen than he was to see her. And, being the boss's wife, she had no compunction about showing her displeasure. She rolled her eyes at him.
"You!" She packed a lot of contempt into one syllable. "Ever hear of this thing called a phone? Even you could learn to use it because the numbers are all single digits from 0 to 9, and you only have to use one finger. If you called ahead, I'd know you were coming, and I could have someone else answer the door."
"You know he doesn't favor me using the phone," Breen said, stepping inside. "And you did buzz me through the gate."
"No one else is around," Lorraine nodded to her right. "He's in there."
Mike Frazetta was seated on a long black leather and steel couch, opposite a flat TV screen that dominated an entire wall of his office. Frazetta was watching Unforgiven, the Clint Eastwood Western, and he was reciting the dialogue along with Eastwood's character Bill Money when Joe Breen came through the door.
"Funny thing, killing a man. You take away everything he's got and everything he's gonna have."
What a load of shite, Breen thought. Philosophical killers were crap. You think about it, you're lost.
"Boss!" Joe screamed above the movie.
Frazetta muted the sound and turned to face Breen. Mike Frazetta was a lean man of 6 feet, with vulpine eyes and thin lips. He had dark brown hair, slicked back and sprayed into place. He wore an expensive gray sweater that hung loose over his thin frame and black wool pants.
"The kid?" he asked Breen, getting up and moving to the bar.
"Stashed. His head'll be aching for some time to come, but he won't be a bother."
Frazetta poured himself a Chopin vodka on the rocks, threw in a wedge of lime. He didn't offer one to Breen.
"Any problems?"
"A bit. He had a girl with him. A shame, really. Pretty slip of a thing."
"Did you have to do her?"
"What was I supposed to do, send her to summer camp?"
Frazetta shrugged.
"You know best. Anyways, the kid's father as good as condemned her when he wouldn't listen to reason. This way, maybe he'll take us a little more serious, that we're not jerking around here."
"About the father, you want me to?"
"Nah, let that waspy bastard sweat a little bit. Let him come to us. Where's Vic, just in case the father gets nervous quicker than I expect?"
"In New York."
Frazetta shook his head.
"That fucking Little League reunion."
"Why'd you say yes to that, boss?"
Frazetta shrugged.
"You gotta let the man have his fun. Even marionettes need to think they got some control of things sometimes. Besides, Vic's our shiny side. We need him to look good to the world. When everyone in this town whispers my name the way they used to whisper Whitey Bulger's, it'll be worth it. We're gonna show people some old-time religion like they ain't seen in years. Now get out of here. See you at the office in the morning."
As he headed out the front door, past the gate and the surveillance cameras, Joe Breen noticed that itch had gotten considerably stronger. Now there was nothing standing between him and getting it scratched, and scratched good.